You're listening to the Ideas Network. Next week, we're getting some new neighbors. That's right. 1A is moving in next door to the morning show. Starting Monday, you can hear 1A hosted by Jen White live at 9 o'clock in the morning. On Point is moving to 1 in the afternoon. And we're also welcoming a new show to the schedule. It's called The Takeaway, and it airs at 2. We hope you'll take a listen. Let us know what you think. Find complete details on our website at WPR.org/fall2020. Thanks for being with us on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer Kent. Thousands of people who live in Wisconsin don't have secure housing. And while it's difficult to say whether more people are homeless now than before the pandemic began, we know evictions are up. And people who've lost jobs might not be able to afford a safe place to stay. We're talking about homelessness in the era of COVID-19 and how advocates are trying to support people when this disease is contagious and we're asked to keep our distance. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What resources have you turned to? Are you worried about losing your housing? Maybe you've been in a position where you can help a family member or a friend. What are you seeing when it comes to housing insecurity? 800-642-1234. Michael Basford is the director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. The council brings together 8 state agencies to prevent and end homelessness in Wisconsin. Michael, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
Before the pandemic, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development came out with a report that shows, compared to the year before, Wisconsin saw a more than 7% decrease in the number of people who were homeless on a single night. That's how they do the count. Does that reflect what you're seeing?
Well, there are different ways to count homelessness in Wisconsin. HUD does a point-in-time count where communities go out throughout the country on a night in January and count the number of people who are in shelters and who are on the street and in transitional housing. And that's one way to count it. You can count it cumulatively throughout the year. But you know, the numbers, as far as I can see, pre-pandemic were rather stable. So, I mean, HUD calls it a slight decrease, and the point time numbers do show a slight decrease, but on any given night in Wisconsin, pre-pandemic, you could count on about 4,500 people throughout the state being homeless.
And you mentioned pre-pandemic numbers. Obviously, coronavirus struck. We had a statewide moratorium on evictions that was put into place. And then that ended in late May. How have we seen that change our homelessness in Wisconsin?
So prior to the pandemic, let's just go back there for a second. I mean, homelessness systems were already stressed and historically underfunded. And if you went to communities throughout the state and went to emergency shelters, you would find them in buildings that were not originally designed and built to serve as emergency shelters. And that's very important because one of the largest factors in the changes of homelessness during the time of COVID is that because of those emergency shelters as they were built, it was very difficult and in a couple of cases impossible to be able to shelter people with social distancing. Communities around Wisconsin had to come up with very creative solutions, find other locations to do emergency sheltering, do what is called non-congregate sheltering, which was to rent out a whole lot of hotel and motel rooms to put families in and people who were of the vulnerable population and also for people who may have become symptomatic or even come down with COVID. So it was So for emergency sheltering, that's one thing. Yes, the economic downturn has had a very worrying effect on renters in Wisconsin. Thousands and thousands of renters throughout the state were not able to pay the rent. And you're right, we had a 60-day moratorium on rental evictions. After that, the state stood up a program of $25 million, the Wisconsin Rental Assistance Program, which is still ongoing. And that is serving people and keeping people in housing. But yes, as the economic downturn continues, we'll have to continue to contend with people who are economically who have economic issues who aren't able to pay the rent.
We're talking with Michael Basford, who's the director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. We're talking about what it looks like to not have stable housing during a pandemic. And we're taking your calls. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What is your experience with housing insecurity? Are you worried about what would happen if you lost your home? Maybe you're getting help from family members or friends. Maybe you've been able to offer some help. Perhaps you work in an industry where you help people connect with housing or with the resources that Michael is talking about. Let's talk about what you see at 800-642-1234. And Michael, as we're talking about those emergency shelters and social distancing, are shelters still able to take in the same number of people? Are they able to rent those hotel rooms or keep them well spaced out? Or is this actually affecting the number of people who can gain access to these resources?
Well, many communities in Wisconsin have been able to serve the same number of people and even serve more people. Some communities have not had that ability. So it varies from community to community.
How about the closures of libraries and other public buildings? We know that people who don't have a safe place to stay often spend time in places, especially when it's so hot, that are public places that are air conditioned. And now those places aren't allowing people in.
Yeah, that is, of course, troubling and will continue to be a concern, particularly as we get into winter, because we don't see this going away anytime soon. So we are concerned about that. Some communities have stepped up with creating cooling centers and places for people to go. But that is an ongoing concern.
Well, and then as you mentioned, winter, and you look toward it, we've heard Joe Volk, who's the executive director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness, say he expects a tsunami of evictions and homelessness in September. And that isn't even getting us into those winter months. So how are shelters preparing for this?
Well, they are continuing to do non-congregate sheltering. Communities are doing that, and they are using other locations and looking for more locations and continuing to plan as we get into the winter. However, the issue still stands that, you know, while we do have a rental assistance program that has kept thousands of households in Wisconsin in their housing, the economic conditions are still going to continue. We don't see an end in sight for that. We are going to need more assistance, particularly from the federal government. Now, we have received significant funds already, and the state is turning them around and getting them out there. But that's only going to last for so long. Whether it's going to be a tsunami in September or in November, that's going to remain to be seen. But without additional help, ultimately, those funds are going to be spent, and then, you know, people are still going to need help and are not going to get it.
Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development part of your council, there's been a backlog of unemployment insurance claims. What effect have you seen that have on homelessness in our state?
The biggest effect has been for the people who are in housing who cannot keep up with their rental payments. We have been in communication with landlords, and a couple of legislators have really helped out in communicating with apartment associations. We're essentially, what we're talking to landlords about is that, you know, unemployment applications are, you know, if they're pending, if rental assistance applications are pending, you know, to be patient, and by and large they are. And just know that that help is coming. I mean, things are getting better in terms of Department of Workforce Development is processing the applications for unemployment insurance, but it's just been an unprecedented amount of applications and people needing help. So that has been a big struggle and a big challenge.
We're talking with Michael Basford, who's the director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Are people you know suddenly without a place to stay? How are you seeing communities support them? Maybe you're worried about losing your housing, or housing is secure for you now, but you've experienced being homeless in the past. What do you want people to understand about what that's like and how it works? 800-642-1234. There's a line for you at that number, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. I'm Keely Boltina. We're still talking about it here on The Morning Show, and this is the Ideas Network. When we talk to people about being homeless, we hear something often. They never expected to be here, sleeping in their car or without a secure place to call home. But life happens. They lose income, families break up, someone fears for their safety or has one health issue, and suddenly their entire world has changed. We're talking about homelessness now on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. Our guest is Michael Basford. He's the director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. And your story is welcome here on the Ideas Network. You can call 1-800-642-1234. We've got Vicki in Oshkosh who's ready to join the conversation. Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
What's your story?
So I work for a property management company, and while we're headquartered out of Oshkosh, but we have 1,400 properties throughout Wisconsin. So we're in 12 different counties, and I handle the eviction end of the tenant process. And we've been working with the various CAP agencies in the different counties, like NewCAP, AdvoCAP, with that RAP program, the Rental Assistance Program. And it works. If tenants just call, get on the wait list, talk to somebody, you know, make that initial call, it's working. And then explain to your landlord that you did apply for RAP, and hopefully they'll be patient, you know, and work with you. Like, we've kept so many people out of the eviction status because of the RAP program. It's just been a godsend.
Oh, Vicki, I know there are not all property managers or landlords are willing to do that, and it's good to hear that what you're doing works. Are you seeing more people in this circumstance? Are you dealing with more situations of eviction?
Absolutely. It's escalated since COVID started, and after the moratorium lifted, it's been insane. Excuse me.
Well, Vicki, please go ahead.
So the RAP program is working. So I don't know if your guests can direct them to the website. I know it's on our website. We have a link to the page where you can call depending on what county you're in, and that's bluefrogpm.com. There's a big red box that says COVID rental assistance.
It's good to hear that your organization is working on that. And we've got a link at our website, too, if you want to go to WPR.org/mornings. And Michael, Vicki here is talking about that rental assistance program. And Governor Evers' $25 million statewide emergency rental program, it's available. Vicki says it's working, but it isn't necessarily meeting the demands of thousands of people in need. That's according to a report from Wisconsin Watch. Black residents in Milwaukee have been especially hard hit. What's happening here?
Well, first and foremost, I absolutely want to thank Vicki for calling in and for the work that she's doing. Again, I mean, landlords and property managers who are willing to work with their tenants who are in crisis are very, very important and a really important part of this solution to keep people into housing. To date, the rental assistance program has spent over $12 million. We've served over 6,200 households. And that's keeping people out of eviction court. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there are communities that have, some communities have a higher need than others. And locally, those communities have stepped up. Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee County have stood up their own rental assistance programs as well. And they've put millions of dollars into keeping their residents out of eviction court. But you're right, there is going to, and there is still an ongoing need for that. We're going to need more funding, more assistance. You know, it's been 4 months since the CARES Act passed. The CARES Act is what's paying for RAP. And the CARES Act is what's paying for what's going to be about $32 million worth of emergency solutions grants from the Department of Housing and Urban Development that we'll be able to put into solutions to help people stay in homes, but also help people who are experiencing homelessness in Wisconsin, particularly as a result of COVID. It's just going to be necessary that more assistance has to come. So hopefully Congress and the president can come up with another stimulus package that will bring more funds to help people out. But yeah, we're in communities where there is more, where there's a greater need. Dane County also has put in $10 million for rental assistance and has also helped a lot of households stay in housing. And the city of Racine as well, but yeah, I mean there is going to be an ongoing need, and in some places in the state, it's higher. The demand is higher than others.
We're talking to Michael Bassford, who heads up the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness, and you're listening to The Morning Show. Michael, when I hear you say there's more need and that money has to come in, resources have to come in, what happens if no one comes through, if the feds don't add more money, if the state or communities can't contribute more to help people who are homeless?
Well, it stands to reason that if that assistance doesn't continue and if the economy doesn't magically improve to the point where it can support people in housing, then yes, you're going to see that tsunami of evictions. And that is going to, you know, that is going to be a disaster.
What does Wisconsin's need for affordable housing look like then?
Oh, the need is massive. It was before the pandemic. It certainly is ongoing. I started this position in May of last year, and before stay at home, safer at home, what I would do is I would go all around the state to communities, talking with agencies, talking with people who are working on the ground, talking with community leaders. And whether it was whatever the size of the city or township or village, in urban and rural areas and in between from Superior to Kenosha. I would hear the exact same thing. And that is the number one barrier for homeless people to get out of homelessness and into housing has been the availability of affordable housing. Communities in the state have to invest more in developing and converting properties into places where people who may not be making the median income in their counties can afford to live. And until we really and if you go to the National Low Income Housing Coalition and see their annual reports, I mean, they project a shortage in the tens of thousands of units for that are going to be needed for that. If you look at the state of California and you see all of the problems that they're having with homelessness, that has been a result of a housing market that's gone out of control, where you'll find broken down garages being sold for millions of dollars and counties having larger numbers of homeless people than the entire state of Wisconsin. If we don't get a grasp on the affordable housing crisis that we're facing here, that could be our future. And so it is of extreme importance that we get very serious about the development of affordable housing in Wisconsin.
Michael, thank you for your time talking with us on this.
Thank you.
Michael Basford is the director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. The council brings together eight state agencies to try to prevent and end homelessness in Wisconsin. And we've been talking about the state of homelessness help here in Wisconsin during a pandemic. Just ahead, we round up the Republican National Convention with two reporters, and we're taking your calls as we wrap things up. I'm Keeley Boltina. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.